Now, 2827, let me talk about Milford Asset Management. It is easy to transfer your KiwiSaver to Milford's award-winning KiwiSaver plan. Milford offers three KiwiSaver funds, the Active Growth Fund, which invests mainly in New Zealand and Australian shares, the Balanced Fund, which invests in a mix of shares and bonds, and the Conservative Fund, which invests mainly in bonds. Each aims to deliver superior returns while protecting your capital, which is important. For more information on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or for an investment statement, go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or you can call them 0800 662345, 0800 662345. David Lewis is with Milford Asset Management. Hello, David. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Very well. So, David, let's talk about Chinese and global interest rates. So we've had a change in interest rates in China. What exactly has changed?
Well, on Friday, the People's Bank of China cut interest rates. It cut the one-year deposit rate to 2.75% from 3%, and it cut the lending rate at 1 year to 5.6%. So by 0.4%. So this is a bit more than the standard cut that the Reserve Bank of New Zealand normally does here.
David, what's the deal here? Why are they doing this?
Well, there are a few reasons that they're doing this. The two key factors, firstly, that growth is slowing. So they had 7.3% real GDP growth in the year to September. That was down from 7.7 at the start of the year. And next year, it's likely to fall below 7. So, obviously, 7% is a very high rate for any normal economy, but China has become used to growth, you know, in the 8 to 10% area over the past couple of years. So, the slowing to 7 and below is quite a marked slowing in the speed of their growth. To think of this another way, there was a time when virtually all sectors of the Chinese economy were really flying along. And that is clearly no longer the case. There are now some good regions of the country, some bad regions in terms of growth, some good and bad industries. So that is now much more like other normal economies in that sense. And the other major reason they're cutting is that inflation is low. So inflation is just 1.6% in China in the year to October. That was 2.5% at the start of this year, and it's now at its lowest for 5 years. So together, slowing growth, low inflation, that's enough to get the Chinese central bank cutting interest rates to try and support their economy.
David, what will be the impact on the Chinese economy, do you think?
Well, I think this will help business and investor confidence, and it will provide a short-term boost to the economy. It'll provide a short-term boost to lending and investment. And because of this impact, we have seen strong performance from regional share markets in the time since it was announced on Friday. The most important issue, though, really, China looking out a couple of years ahead is that the economy does still rely a lot on investment, and particularly the construction sector. So it needs to develop more household consumption over time, and this interest rate cut is actually likely to further delay that rebalancing, if you like, towards consumption and away from construction. So in a way, China's further delaying the hard medicine it needs to take to achieve more sustainable growth in its economy.
What about the impact on the New Zealand economy then?
Well, China is, as is well known now, is one of our largest export buyers. It did have the number one spot in terms of our export destinations for about a year, but in the September quarter it fell to be second below Australia, and that was mainly due to lower milk prices. So they are still a very major export destination despite that slight drop most recently in the pecking order. And anything that boosts the Chinese economy as a result is generally positive for New Zealand. And it also helps us indirectly because it helps other trading partners of ours across the Asian region, including Australia.
What about in North America and Europe? What's happening with interest rates in those regions?
Well, the U.S. is moving closer to increasing its short-term interest rate. It's effectively zero at the moment, but with their quantitative easing or money printing program having closed in October, we do expect they'll be increasing interest rates in the second half of 2015. In order for them to get there, though, they will need the economy to continue performing well. They will need unemployment to keep declining and a bit more wage growth too. In contrast to that, if we look across to Europe, it's a very different picture. Inflation there is very, very low, with just 0.4% in the year to October. So the European Central Bank is actually going the other way, and they've announced further increases in monetary stimulus programs through its banking sector over the past couple of quarters. And we think at Milford that they will have further to go in Europe and are likely to launch an explicit quantitative easing program in Europe over the next couple of quarters. And why are they doing that? We think it's going to be to try and lower the currency, the euro, and in doing so, hope to boost growth and get inflation up from that very low and, in fact, dangerously low level of 0.4% at the moment.
And, David, how does this all affect the outlook for the share markets then?
Well, with all of this quantitative easing or money printing, the most important result is that global interest rates are not going to be rising as quickly as many as feared. So despite rates going higher next year in the US, with more money printing coming out of Europe and Japan, that does mean that interest rates globally are going to stay generally low. Low interest rates, that helps company profits. It also helps consumer spending. And it also encourages investors to buy shares, and that's because other fixed interest investments are earning such a low return. If you lend money to the German or Japanese government for 10 years at the moment, you'll get less than 1%. So in the short term, the past few weeks, we've seen generally strong performance from share markets as the market has thought further and further about the likelihood for these factors. But we also believe that given that share valuations are higher than they were some quarters ago, it does lead to a little bit of nervousness across investors. So we do expect that to lead to a little bit more volatility and some ups and downs in the share markets over the course of the next couple of months.
All right. Thank you, David. Good to talk to you. David Lewis, Milford Asset Management, MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.